This is WLVR's Flight Club. I'm Christine Dempsey.
I'm Devin Cortan.
And it is the last installment of our pumpkin picking episodes.
Christine and I went down to Shangy's Beer Heaven in Emmaus, and we picked out 6 pumpkin beers, and now we're down to the last 2.
So we're going to get right to it.
Yeah.
I'm hoping the best for last, Devin. This is something from Southern Tier. I really like this company. They are from the area they call the Southern Tier. It is Lakewood, New York. What I've picked up is the seasonal limited edition cold brew coffee pumpkin nitro imperial pumpkin ale. It is a mouthful, and I'm hoping the same when I open this. So the great thing about a nitro ale is it has more nitrogen in it and less carbon dioxide.
Mm-hmm.
And what that does is it makes it a little bit more bubbly, and the foam is a little bit more happy.
Yeah, it's all about the foam. It is less carbonated, though, which is an interesting side effect.
All right, let's pop this one open. Whoa.
Hey, now.
I may have shaken it up a little bit too much to try to activate it. And wow, look at this color, Devin.
Oh.
This is such a caramelly color.
Yeah.
This kind of brown, golden brown color to it.
Wow, that foam looks amazing.
And I have to tell you, from where I am sitting right now, when you look at something that is a nitro ale and you pour it, it is beautiful to look at because everything cascades up.
Mm-hmm.
And then that creates that foam. But you can, holding it an arm's length, you can still smell that coffee and bring it up closer. Oh, this smells delicious. Let's give it a try. Well, I do think I saved the best for last here, Devin.
Yeah.
This has a wonderful balance of the pumpkin and the coffee in it. Again, looks really, really pretty because of having it be a nitro ale. And not only that, the color, it's an interesting, like I said, it's kind of a dark caramelly color to it. You know, you've got your coffee flavor, but you do have some of those pumpkin flavors as mm-hmm. well.
I'm getting lots of cinnamon.
I'll say the cinnamon and the clove.
Mm-hmm.
And a little bit of that nutmeg as well.
I can use a little bit more sweetness. It is quite bitter, I would say, but I think the flavors are really well balanced.
Again, this is an imperial, so it comes in at 8.6%, a little bit higher than your average brew.
Okay, next up, Christine, we couldn't get through fall without having a cider, right? So I picked up Doc's Cider. This is their seasonal cider made with roasted pumpkin, cinnamon, allspice, ginger, nutmeg. Oh, man, that's all the flavors you want in a pumpkin spiced, well, beverage. This is not a beer. This is a cider. And this is another upstate New York operation out of Warwick, New York, in the beautiful Hudson Valley. And that's also where they source all of their apples. So they have their own orchard there. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's nice and clear as a cider. It is like a golden, a light golden color to it.
Yeah, this is made with fresh pumpkin fermented with champagne yeast. So that should be something interesting.
Well, that champagne really is bubbling in your mouth when you take a sip of this stuff.
You really wouldn't know what to expect by smelling it, but tasting it, boy, this is sweet and spicy. I really like it.
You can taste subtly, you can taste the pumpkin. The apple is more prominent, but you know it's not your average apple.
Mm-hmm. It definitely has a unique blend of spices that interacts with the apple that makes it unlike any of these that we've tasted.
I have so enjoyed going pumpkin picking with you. If you have not yet seen the video of Devin and I in Beer Heaven, that is Shangy's in Emmaus, I really encourage you to check it out. It is at lehighvalleynews.com as well as our website, wlvr.org/flightclub.
That's right. We are dorky on the radio and we're dorky on TV. Check it out, lehighvalleynews.com.
We can't wait to go do some more seasonal beer shopping for you.
And be sure to follow it at wlvr.org/flightclub.